Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keyser. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, March 26th, 2018. Welcome to day 431. The New York Times is reporting that Donald Trump will not hire two attorneys who were supposed to join his legal team. The appointments were announced last week, but Trump's personal attorney, Jay Sekulow, said in a statement that, quote, conflicts prevent Joe DiGenova and Victoria Tonesing from joining the president's special counsel legal team, end quote. He added, quote, those conflicts do not prevent them from assisting the president in other legal matters. Meanwhile, the New York Times and Washington Post say Trump's personal legal team is down to just one member as he struggles to find attorneys who are willing to represent him. Jay Sekulow is the only personal lawyer for Trump working full-time on Robert Mueller's investigation. He is assisted by Ty Cobb, a White House lawyer paid by taxpayers to represent the institution of the presidency rather than Trump personally. John Dowd, who had been leading the team handling the Russia inquiry, resigned last week after strategy disputes with Trump, while Mark Kasowitz's role was reduced after a series of clashes with Trump over the summer. Emmett Flood, the lawyer who represented Bill Clinton during his impeachment process, says he will not represent Trump if Kasowitz has any role on the team, and another, Theodore Olson, declined to represent Trump. Next, ABC News says Trump expects to make one or two major changes to his government very soon, according to his friend Christopher Ruddy, CEO of Newsmax. Quote, he told me he thinks the White House is operating like a smooth machine, his words, said Ruddy, and that Trump is, quote, perplexed by all these reports that there's chaos at the White House or mass staff changes, end quote. Next, Stormy Daniels told Anderson Cooper during her 60 Minutes interview that she was threatened not to speak about her affair with Trump.
I was in a parking lot going to a fitness class with my infant daughter. I was taking, you know, the seats facing backwards in the back seat, diaper bag, you know, getting all the stuff out, and a guy walked up on me and said to me, leave Trump alone, forget the story. And then he leaned around and looked at my daughter and said, a beautiful little girl, it'd be a shame if something happened to her mom. And then he was gone.
You took it as a direct threat?
Absolutely. I was rattled. I remember going into the workout class and my hands were shaking so much I was afraid I was going to drop her.
Daniels also discussed her alleged sexual relationship with Trump.
Did you two go out for dinner that night?
No.
You had dinner in the room?
Yes.
What happened next?
I asked him if I could use his restroom, and he said yes. You know, it's through the, you know, through the bedroom. You'll see it. So I excused myself, and I went to the restroom. You know, I was in there for a little bit and came out, and he was sitting, you know, on the edge of the bed when I walked out, perched.
And when you saw that, what went through your mind?
I realized exactly what I'd gotten myself into, and I was like, ugh. Here we go. And I just felt like maybe it was sort of, I had it coming for making a bad decision for going to someone's room alone. And I just heard the voice in my head, well, you put yourself in a bad situation and bad things happen. So you deserve this.
And you had sex with him?
Yes.
You were 27. He was 60. Were you physically attracted to him?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Did you want to have sex with him?
No. But I didn't say no. I'm not a victim. I'm not.
It was entirely consensual.
Oh, yes. Yes.
After the interview aired, Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, sent Daniels a cease and desist letter demanding that she stop speaking out about her relationship with Trump. Trump, meanwhile, doesn't believe that Stormy Daniels was threatened and said that there is nothing to corroborate her claim, according to White House Deputy Press Secretary Raj Shah. Quote, the president doesn't believe any of the claims Ms. Daniels made in the interview last night were accurate, end quote. The Washington Post and Politico, meanwhile, are reporting that Daniels accused Michael Cohen of defaming her by implying that she had lied about her affair with Trump. Quote, just because something isn't true doesn't mean that it can't cause you harm or damage, Cohen said in a mid-February statement. Quote, I will always protect Mr. Trump. Daniels amended her existing lawsuit against Trump, adding Trump's personal attorney as a defendant in the case and charging that the confidentiality agreement was illegal because Trump never signed it. The new complaint also says Cohen's $130,000 payment exceeded federal campaign contribution laws and was never reported. Next, ABC News and The Washington Post are reporting that a government watchdog group accused Cambridge Analytica of violating federal election laws in a pair of legal complaints filed with the Federal Election Commission and the Department of Justice. The laws prohibit foreigners from participating directly or indirectly in the decision-making process of U.S. political campaigns. Cambridge Analytica sent dozens of non-U.S. citizens to provide campaign strategy and messaging advice to Republican candidates in 2014. The complaints were filed by Common Cause. And finally, Axios and CNBC are reporting that the Federal Trade Commission has confirmed that it's opened a non-public investigation into Facebook for its user privacy practices. Shares of Facebook fell as much as 6% after the FTC announced it is investigating the company's data practices in the wake of the Cambridge Analytica leak of 50 million users' information. And in the polls, the Associated Press says 69% of Americans support tougher gun control laws, up from 55% when the question was first asked back in October of 2013. The AP also says 62% of Americans think the country is headed in the wrong direction. 32% say they think that things will get better, while 45% expect things to get worse. And CNN says 42% of Americans approve of the way Trump is handling the presidency, while 54% disapprove. It's Trump's highest approval rating since the 100-day mark of his presidency. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. We've got a lot of them today, so strap in. 1. The U.S. will expel 60 Russian diplomats in response to the poisoning of a former Russian spy on British soil. 2. George Papadopoulos was encouraged to improve relations with Russia because it was a top foreign policy goal of the campaign. 3. Andrew McCabe said, quote, "Not in my worst nightmares did I ever dream my FBI career would end this way," end quote. 4. Kim Jong-un made a surprise visit to Beijing. 5. Jimmy Carter says taking John Bolton on as Trump's new national security advisor is the worst mistake he has made. 6. Ryan Zinke told Interior Department employees that diversity isn't important and won't be a department focus. 7. Zinke has appointed 15 representatives from the outdoor recreation industry to advise him on how to operate public lands, including 3 people who are flagged as potentially having a conflict of interest. 8. Hundreds of thousands of people joined the Parkland survivors in Washington to march for our lives while Trump spent the day at the Trump International Golf Club. 9. An NRA representative said to the Parkland students, quote, "No one would know your names if a gunman hadn't killed 3 staff members and 14 students at their school." 10. Rick Santorum said that kids calling for stricter gun control measures should take CPR classes instead of protesting. 11. Remington, the oldest gun manufacturer in the U.S., filed for bankruptcy. And 12, Trump issued orders to ban transgender troops who require surgery or substantial medical treatment from serving in the military except in select cases. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.